Hello everyone, I'm George Mallet. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about His Royal Highness, the no longer Duke of York, Prince Andrew. He's still a prince. Well, the announcement, it came sooner than I anticipated. I didn't think it'd be through this mode. We thought there would be an act of parliament because although the monarch can grant titles, and there's the monarch's gift to take away. For example, the Duchy of Norfolk has been given to the FitzAlan and Howard family, taken off them, certain titles bestowed in the family can be degraded. I've heard that in recent centuries, the degradation of a title requires an act of parliament. Maybe that's only for one accorded to a prince of the blood royal. The scandal-struck scoundrel, Prince Andrew, as Charles's younger brother, has renounced his title. The Epstein saga with Prince Andrew has been going on since at least 2010. He was a chum of Epstein since the early 90s. He claims in the late 90s, lie. But there weren't really stories about this to the late noughties. And then the crunch came when Epstein was convicted of soliciting a minor for sexual activity. It wasn't full intercourse as a 15-year-old. Many of us, that's a slap on the wrist from the Floridian authorities, pleading guilty and that having a whole host of some severer charges dropped and having serving only 1 year, much more on day release, and blah blah blah. So that's when Prince Andrew was told by the British government, you have to sever all the ends with this chap. Your name, the name of your family, is being dragged through the mire. So he could have simply cut him off dead. And with women with whom he was sexually involved, that's what Andrew did. He simply blocked them. It was so heartless, but somehow had a soft spot for Epstein and Epstein's money. He could have got a member of staff to contact Epstein and deliver the message on his behalf, right? He could have phoned Epstein, but no, he went to New York. He didn't meet him on neutral ground, stayed in Epstein's house in Manhattan for, was it 5 days, during which time a dinner party was held in his honor. That doesn't sound like a swift severance agreement. And he remained in contact, we know, with Epstein by email for several months afterwards, after he claimed to have cut all links to Jeffrey Epstein. So just more and more came out in the wash. In August, Dr. Andrew Loney's book was published, entitled, which is a joint biography of the Duke and Duchess of York, remember Sarah Ferguson, commonly known as Fergie, the ex-wife of Prince Andrew. She still gets that title, Duchess of York. And she's also very involved with him. And she took money off Epstein for months, was it even years, after Epstein's conviction. And then when this all came to light, and she said, well, I'm sorry if I had to publicly criticize you. I never called you the P word. I know you're hellaciously disappointed me, blah, 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 sympathizing with him and so on, and never his victims. And she's been dropped as a patron of many, many charities. So the royal family said, well, they had to do something to shore up their reputation because Andrew was the problem which kept on producing even worse problems. Like, for 15 years, this scandal has gone on. Wow. I mean, it was just got worse and worse. But Andrew Loney said that once he published his book, more people would come forward, more material would come to light. And so it proved. He has turned out to be correct. So there was a discussion between the prince and his sibling, Charles III. And to my surprise, this has come out. It also comes hard on the heels of the posthumous publication of Virginia Giuffre's book, Nobody's Girl, her autobiography, saying how she's a victim of sexual abuse by Prince Andrew and others. And he treated it as his birthright to copulate with her, and so forth. So he's renounced the title Duke of York, because the second son of the monarch usually gets the title Duke of York. And at the morning of his wedding, he was made Duke of York. Unlike in The Crown, where someone kneels to be dubbed a duke, no, that's simply by signing a document. There is no ceremony. And actually, he's Earl of Inverness. I don't know if he's renounced that one. He's got some title pertaining to someone in Northern Ireland. I'm not sure about Wales. And the people of Inverness years ago signed a petition saying, will you please renounce the title Earl of Inverness? If not, have it stripped from him, because we do not want our city to be associated with that fiend. There we go. So that's where the announcement has been made, that he's giving up all these titles. Wow. Nothing. This is another kind of unprecedented since since the First World War, when some of those princes of the blood who were more German than British, they had their titles degraded. But bizarrely, he is still eighth in line to the throne. Wow. So, but if he hadn't done it willingly, would they have been taken away? Let's just do this quickly, and then you can maybe get some goodwill out of it. But he is still a prince. He is still living in Royal Lodge, and he's got this watertight lease on it. But the terms of the lease includes that he has to keep it in good condition, which somehow he's managing to do to pay. Is it through all the shady business dealings? And he made sure to introduce his ex-wife, his daughters, Beatrice and Eugenie, to various potentates in the Orient. So even if he can't be going around hawking business, making introductions, they can do it. And maybe they're giving him a bung. Does he still have friends in low places? I wouldn't be surprised. So there he is, age 65, and not much to look forward to this Christmas. And please don't show your face again. But then, when the Duchess of Kent died, that's his cousin's wife. He went to the funeral, but could you bar him for that? So he's just absolutely disgraceful, bringing such opprobrium on the House of Windsor. From an anti-monarchist perspective, he's the gift that keeps on giving. The best thing for the royal family, if he could just drop dead of a heart attack right now, I said this several years ago, if any of that, could he just shut his face? Never show his face in public, never utter a phonem. There was talk about him going to exile because I'm one of the United Arab Emirates, an absolute monarchy where they are indulgent of his sort of conduct, so long as it's done by a prince, because, a prince can do no wrong in public or in his private role. Wow. There we go. He's dreadful, far worse than we thought. There's just loads of things, loads and loads. So, and Sarah Ferguson, patron of children's charities, she was something like patron of St. George's School, Ascot, that her daughters attended, saying, "Well, I have a very strict moral principle. I shall never have any truck with anyone who's molested a minor, except, of course, he gives me lots of money." So they are sick. They're the lowest of the low. They're just so utterly hypocritical. And the very inversion of nobility, they're so ignoble, thinking because they happen to be related to whoever are given these titles, that's somehow a license to behave appallingly. And they really reflect no credit on their family, on the country. It's disgraceful. But as he says, he continues to vigorously dispute the allegations against him. But he doesn't have much hinterland, Prince Andrew. So that's why he clung all the more tightly to these titles. And the ex-Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, she was there, exported him to Bangkok, as we all know, the only city that's in the world with an onomatopoeic name. Because who is she otherwise? She was a secretary. Nothing wrong with that. But who on earth would be offering her these fat contracts to do a show about faith, publishing her plagiarized children's stories about some jumbo jet? Or Weight Watchers wouldn't have her as a patron. Yeah, the Duchess of Pork. Yeah, she was fat. There are a lot of fat women. Why her? And so that's why she was living with him, the happiest divorced couple in the world. Really didn't want him to marry anybody else because then she would lose her title and so on. So finally, he's renounced it. So more disgrace on him. I suppose he jumped before he was pushed, and not a moment too soon. I mean, I was suggesting this should have happened years ago to the Duke of Puke and Prince Harry for similar reasons. Not that Prince Harry has been involved in molesting minors or anything like that, but has just not abided by the rules at all and has really done everything he could to cause hurt and shame to his family. What do you think? Right decision? Right decision? Is it overdue? Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the new PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.